B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Windows extended their big winter sale for one more month. You'll get 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. All right, Sixers tonight coming off that bad loss. Well, it's not a bad loss. They weren't supposed to beat them anyway. The methodology of the loss, I guess, that people are cheesed about. Now, tonight they play the Memphis Grizzlies. They're a 5-point favorite. They should win the game. They should right the ship. We'll see what happens. I'm soothing myself two different ways. I get the white noise out, but I'm also looking at right now the TV that we have up here.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
The Pebble Beach Pro Am on.
Oh,
yeah, they had the golf one.
That's relaxing.
It's so beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
And I just was looking at the Pro Am, these amateurs that are like, you know how much it costs to play in the Pro Am with these guys? You get three days of golf.
Keep
playing alongside pros.
All right.
$30,000.
I'm going to say $55,000.
It's $50,000. Huh. You're in the ballpark. So it's always like some CEO.
Yeah.
Who's in the force?
Because who has 50,000 liquid lying around?
Right. It's amusing to me. But, you know, I guess that's a bucket list thing, man.
No,
I think you should do it.
There's a waiting list to get in, and they pick them.
Basically. We'll sign up for the list.
We'll sign up for the list.
They go all over, but it's selective. They pick.
We'll go sign up for the list.
You're never going to get picked if you don't sign up.
I think you should sign up.
Me too.
They might pick you. You got to put on that you're on TV.
No, they just pick highbrow executive types.
That's not true.
You do Taste of the Masters. You put that on there.
Yeah, you're a host.
You host
radio, so television, saying,
Taste of the Masters. Those
game
are
show hosts.
You'll get picked.
I'm actually not
Jack
good.
Of all trades.
I'm not good enough to play in that program.
Oh well.
Don't. I think you're selling yourself a little short here.
You couldn't ratchet it up a little bit if you got picked. You had a few months.
They're probably limited to handicap. They're probably limited to 12 handicap.
And there's always a reason not to do something, Mike.
We're talking practice.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. You get a pro come in. You can have a simulator set up here in this construction zone. Who cares what's here? It's a construction zone. You can swing 1,000 balls during the break.
I'll investigate it.
Come on, man. We want you to play.
Go for it, Mike. Go for your dreams.
I don't know who they'll put you with.
Tiger.
Tiger.
Yes.
He doesn't play in this because he doesn't play with amateurs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
No, he used to. He hasn't.
No,
he doesn't play a lot of tournaments anymore.
What would you say to him anyway if you were playing with him? I feel like he would just
give him hell the
whole time.
It would be terrible.
He'd just be busting on him
the
whole time.
That's what I'm saying. Now you guys are fighting.
Michael would be like, you want to go to Denny's?
I wouldn't say anything to him unless he addressed me. I'll be starting a conversation with the Tiger.
He goes, how you doing? And you snub him.
I like the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity as well.
Hey, you snub him.
I would snub him.
Yeah, he snubbed him.
He's the best golfer ever. Well, why would I snub him?
Yeah, hey,
he's actually calmed down. He's turned into a
Nicer guy.
Yeah, he's a nicer guy now.
And then if you'd be like, oh, Philly got Perkins out there?
Perkins. What'd I say, Denny's?
Yeah, Perkins out there. You could be like, oh, there's a few. You have a strike up. Who knows? You guys might end up being great friends.
I don't think he would say that to me.
That'd be great.
I would say to him, your girlfriend seems delightful. Because he's like, you know, he's domesticated now.
Mm-hmm. Seems like
I think that'd win him over.
That would help.
I'm watching this golf, though. What's funny about golfers is that, pro golfers, too. It's like an NBA guy who never committed a foul. Like, a golfer never hits a bad putt. It's always the ground's fault. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They hit the putt, they go, and it misses. Why did it go that way? Well, you know, you don't want to hit the putt. Right? Is that ground's fault?
Then afterwards, sometimes they'll say, oh, my short game. But they go, right, the pin locations, the hole locations.
They never smack themselves on the head. It's always the ground's fault.
Mm-hmm. Or the club.
Yeah. All right, Terry and Fox Chase. Terry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Terry.
Yo, Mike, what's happening?
What's up, Terry?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
So, watching the Sixers the last couple games, obviously it's been concerning. With Ben and Joe and neither of them playing up to their potential. Mm-hmm. Outside, I'm a Brett Brown fan. Love both of them. They made some upgrades, but they're probably not going to be enough. What do you think they can actually do?
For this year?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Is there anything? Is there any chance at all?
No. What else can they do? They made a trade. They brought in two guys that give them better outside shooting, better three-point perspective. And that's all they can do. Now, I guess they could, if they think they need a jolt, they can fire the coach and see if that spurs them over the last 35 games or whatever and into the playoffs. But I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to let this guy coach this team with these two dudes. And so what I'm telling you is, to me, they may have a chance to win the first round. May. I am not even convinced of that, that these acquisitions do that for them.
But even at that, Brett Brown's out.
Yeah, if they lose in the first round, he's definitely out. If they get to the second round, I don't know. Yeah, to me, if you lose in the second round, you're out too. But it might be one of those series that goes down to the wire and they play well, and maybe that would, the owners would. But to me, you know, I'm due for a change.
Right. I hear you, but I don't like I said, I love Brett Brown. I remember saying this about Andy Reid in his like 11th or 12th year. Like, again, I loved him, but it's like, all right, it's time for something new. It's time to let him go. And he finally did, and, you know, it all worked out.
Yeah, but it was really easy for them to do it after a 4-12 year, though.
Right.
See, to me, like a first-round playoff exit is almost like a 4-12.
Well, yeah, especially after the last few years that you had. Like, they were expected to be better this year.
Exactly.
You said something like a half hour ago that something was better than faith. What was that that you said?
What was better than faith? It was knowledge.
Knowledge is better than faith.
Knowledge is better than faith. Faith is less than knowledge.
Faith is less than knowledge.
Yes.
That's what it was. I heard that, and I love that. I love that line. That's
I mean, in fact, that might be my tattoo now. I might find a new tattoo. Faith? No, because I like faith. I'm a fan of faith.
You got me a quote, a faith thing. You got me for Christmas.
Yes.
Said faith is stronger than fear. Love that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did get that for you.
Yeah.
Faith is lesser than knowledge when it comes to this context. But that is diminishing faith if I made it a tattoo. And I don't want to diminish faith.
I agree. Because it's stronger than fear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Faith is no joke.
No, it's really not.
That's what I'm saying. And you
can't
have an equation that makes it lesser than.
Right.
All right. Let's go. Steven in Germantown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steven.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Steven?
How you doing, man?
Good.
I got a couple comments, and I got a suggestion.
Okay.
Number one, I think Brent Brown is not going to get fired now. I think he's going to play the rest of the season out. And I think the ownership will decide whether they want to keep him or let him go. Number two, I believe even though the doctor's cleared and B, he doesn't look healthy, I agree. And I think it's affecting him mentally as well. I believe once he gets physically in shape, mentally, on the off season, this is my suggestion. And tell me if you agree. I think he should pack his bag and go to the Olajuwon camp for the summer.
The Olajuwon camp?
Right.
Does he have a camp?
Work on his feet, work on his post game. I see a lot of big men, when they have difficulties learning the game, they go to the Olajuwon camp.
Well, I didn't know there was an Olajuwon camp. He runs a camp?
It's a camp.
Okay.
He has a gym.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
You wouldn't have a problem with that?
No,
I agree.
I think he needs to lose 30 pounds, get spryer, get the old spryness back, and do more things. Because, you know, early in his career, he had kind of Olajuwon shimmy shake, drop step, all that kind of stuff. He's just sluggish anymore with his offensive moves. They're not quick enough.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. But I think he should go to Houston. Olajuwon has a camp. A lot of NBA players go down.
I was not aware of that. Olajuwon camp?
I didn't know there was a camp. I know he works with guys individually. I had no idea there was a camp for NBA players.
Hakeem Olajuwon's basketball camp is a dream come true. We'll see.
I'm talking about for NBA players. Yeah, I thought it was a individual, like you pay him a bunch of money and he works out with you individually. I don't think there's an NBA camp. LeBron did it when he was playing in Miami. He went down there to try to expand his post moves. You pay him money, but I don't think
it's not an open camp.
No, right. It's not like Embiid could just show. He'd have to contact Olajuwon, find out if Olajuwon didn't already have a client. Like, it's just not as simple as like, hey, I could just show
like,
up
be,
and
be
like,
a camper and like,
yeah. Hey, I could. How do I do
stay
like
stay in a cottage and bunk? It, and,
I don't know. I think it would require you flying him to where you are when he's available, paying first class airfare. Like he'll work with you, but and you don't know how far in advance somebody might have him, and he travels the world too. He does. He's in Africa. He does the whole bunch. I think.
Yeah.
I don't think
he
it's
does.
Just
it
simple.
Says he's has a camp in England.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, he goes all over the world.
So Embiid could call him at the end of the season. He might say, sorry, can't get you till blah, blah, blah. It's not a given that it's just he's all over living his life, getting paid lucrative, you know, things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking his first big man camp. It's a big, yeah, it's a big man camp.
For NBA?
A year ago, the Rockets icon spent a week. This is an old story, though. It was working at with, yeah, it's called the Big Man Camp, but I don't know if it's still in existence the way it was. This story is saying that he worked with Okafor and Luol Deng and a lot of like African descendant players.
I'm great with Embiid working with them, by the way. I'm just saying I don't know if it's still. I think he would have to contact him individually,
yeah,
and work it out. I don't think there's still a camp anymore. I think it's individual, and that's great.
Yeah, when he was there, they hugged when you were there in Houston, right?
I work with them. I'm just saying, I don't think it's as simple as just, hey, from June 16th to the 30th, just be at camp.
Yeah, I got you. Mel in Springfield. Mel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mel.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, Mel?
Good, man. How you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
So I'm on my way to the Sixers game tonight. I haven't lost faith yet, but realistically, I'm not here to rag on and be... you know, skill set, if he's a good fit, any of that. You have two of, like, probably the most generational skill sets in Simmons and Embiid, right?
Mm-hmm.
On one roster. How lucky are we, right? But Embiid seems like he lost his sort of heart for the city, like his love for the city. And where I'm getting that from is I was here during, I don't know if you remember this, the Sixers held an open gym at Temple University like 5-6 years ago. Went down to that. Embiid took his time, man, went around the whole stadium, arena, hung out with the fans, you know, whatever it was, right? Mm. Really embodied the city, the spirit.
But yeah, he used to jog. He used to take a tennis racket and play tennis with people.
Yeah, he used to be just about the city. He used to embrace the city, you know, because this city loves that. Like AI, City Line, you'd see him out, David Buster, you know, whatever it was.
Right.
Recently, I was at a Sixers game. Luckily, I got to go down courtside. I saw Embiid there. Man, when I say 15, 20 kids hollering for an hour, just trying to get him to walk over. You know, he's injured, warming up, doing his thing. Instead of even acknowledging these kids, he goes over and talks to TLC. Hey, man, I loved Timmy when he was here, but he ain't doing much for you right now. Mike Scott, you know, Beehive, came over, said what up to the kids. You know, they got their little jollies off, got their autographs and stuff. And I was like, man, this guy really changed up on the city. Like, it wasn't even about the conditioning or anything like that. It's just embracing the city. If you embrace the city will love you. Look at Mike Scott. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which I don't understand at all. I care about Mike Scott's hive. Crying out loud. I'd rather have a star who doesn't acknowledge kids than a guy who can't play who does.
Well, you know, I'm all for
Mike Scott
acknowledging kids. But on a game day, it's a little different to being at an open gym at Temple where you're kind of making an appearance 5 or 6 years
ago. Now, could he have said, hey, kids? Yeah, but... If the more guys get in the league, they get sour and they don't want the attention.
But I've seen him slap five and stuff with kids before a game. Maybe that was an isolated. I'm saying I've seen him do both. I've seen him just go back in the tunnel and get treatment. I've seen him slap five with kids too. I think it depends on the day.
Doesn't matter to me, man.
You just want guy to go play. Just go play.
Oscar the Grouch, what do I care?
As long as you play.
Exactly.
As long as you play.
Like Scott, he says hello to a kid.
A lot of guys
got played 10 minutes last night and gave him nothing. I'm tired of him, too. Gina in South Philly, our 97.5 Fanatic. Gina.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hello, Gina.
Huh. I just had a comment as far as Embiid and Ben Simmons are concerned. I think they need that old school veteran player in the locker room, somebody that challenges their work ethic.
They got one. He's 33 years old.
Well, who? Horford?
Uh-huh.
He act like he's scared to step on people's toes or something. Like, I don't get that aggressiveness that from him that they need.
No, I agree with you. He has not been aggressive. I guess he feels.
I think he's too worried about not wanting to step on people's toes.
Yeah.
And of course, Brett Brown is not the type of coach. They got to remember they're young boys. They came in there as young boys. And with them playing together, both of them kind of equal to stardom. Yeah. But if you bring an old school person in there, a veteran player that done it, then been on them type of teams. And
yeah, but he's got to play, though. He's got to be an effective player. He just can't be an older guy. He's got to be.
I mean, the one that come off the bench, like the one, I can't think his name right now, for Golden State. Real aggressive guy. He come in and do the work. He grab the boards. We used to have George Lynch come in, get some points, grab the boards. But in that locker room, they made them boys realize the work ethic is as important as the game. And I think nobody is there just really drilling it into them. Where they tell Embiid, you got to get in shape. You got to take care of your body.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. There's got to be like Jimmy Butler bastard type of guy. But it's got to be Jimmy Butler can play level. You know what I'm saying? I just to the everyday veteran who's barking at somebody isn't going to. Didn't they have that last year? Didn't they have a barker last year? Who did they have last year?
We had him and you had Amir.
No, that's not the guy I'm thinking of. Greg Monroe. Yeah, they had towards the end. I was in the locker room. He was barking.
Yeah.
He was busting Ben.
Then Ben ignored him.
Yeah.
He said Ben didn't even acknowledge that. And you had JJ used to yell at the guys. That I will say. Yeah. JJ used to yell at the guys on camera and off camera.
Yeah, he did.
And they took it from JJ.
Yep. Because he could play.
Yes.
Because he made threes.
That's right. So
he can't be a guy like Greg Monroe. Come on, man. You're stiff. You ain't got me. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a guy to contribute.
Right.
What's this? I don't know. BIQ? What's that, Bic? BIQ? Mm-hmm. Who is this? Bio or Bic?
No, it's DIQ.
Oh, DIQ. how do you pronounce? Yeah, what's DIQ?
Like
Deke. Oh, it's Deke. All right, go ahead, Deke.
How y'all brothers doing today?
We're doing good, man.
It's interesting because you just made a good point about J.J. Redick. And to be honest with you, Mike, I think that the Sixers is missing a player like J.J. because when you looked at a lot of the ways the offense was ran, I think J.J. really, his shooting ability really bailed him out a lot of the times when the play broke down. I think
There is no question that they missed J.J. Redick.
I think a lot of people, I feel like I need to come to Embiid's aid a little bit. I understand individuals are disappointed, but I really think that the Sixers superstars are like sensitive players. And I'm not saying that to be, not to come at them or anything like that, not to be disrespectful. But, like when you look at Embiid's personality, when you look at Ben Simmons' personality, like the young lady who just called before, if he did, like you said, Greg Monroe barking at him, you see Ben Simmons, he got one of those kind of personalities where he ain't trying to hear that, but Embiid is one of them kind of people that he'd be so hard on himself that if he ain't making a couple shots, if he's not, then he'll just be dejected and that kind of personality, that kind of attitude, it's just like a ripple effect with the team. I think Al Horford is like in a situation where he don't want to step on nobody's toes. He don't really want to.
They don't step on anybody's toes, but play. Because the guy hasn't played with the damn all year. All right? You don't have to step on toes, but let me see the box score occasionally.
He has been a disappointment. I don't know, but I still have faith in him. I think, when you really look at it.
You got faith for what? What you got faith for?
I got faith in the Sixers. I know you can go feel what I'm going to say, but you got to think about it, Mike. There was one shot, one game away.
But it's last year's team. Now, what faith do you have in this team? Where are you going with this?
I don't have no other time. I got to have faith in this.
Don't have faith. Like I said, faith is less than realism.
I mean, because they have the talent. When you really think about it, they do have the talent.
No, you don't. They don't have the talent. They don't have the talent. They don't have to. They get the talent to beat Milwaukee? Of course not. So let's tease the people with this. Like you run back last year and you exceed the cap.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in cap hell. You got Butler. You got J.J. Redick. You don't have Horford. You don't have Richardson. How you feeling?
And you probably don't have Tobias.
No, you got Tobias.
I don't know
if Tobias. You added Tobias. You run the whole thing back from last year.
And you assume Tobias was good with being like the fifth fiddle.
The whole thing back from last year.
Okay.
You got Jimmy, you got JJ, you don't have Horford, you don't have Richardson.
Uh-huh.
How you feeling? You feeling better?
No.
You're not?
No.
Oh, hell no. Oh, yeah, how could you say you wouldn't feel better about that?
Because, one, I honestly don't. If Tobias comes, yeah, but I don't think Tobias was going to come back to be the fourth or fifth option. He was not. Well, so you're losing him in that scenario, but you have Jimmy.
Well, let's just play with it. Like, he did the same. Yeah, you would sign them both.
If you sign JJ.
And you don't worry about your damn
for
cap.
This year, for 1 year, you're absolutely
and
better.
Who cares about if he's the fourth option? You got all these players that are better.
Fifth option. No, I hear you.
Fifth option, whatever.
But I hear you. Yes, you're better, but I don't. I think what you're choosing is Horford and Tobias or JJ and Jimmy. I don't think you're getting Tobias and Jimmy back. I don't think that was ever realistic.
I'm just playing make pretend here.
But if it's make pretend, that's a better roster.
What are you going to pop my balloon for?
I'm not trying to pop your balloon. He didn't like being the fifth option.
He's putting a little pin in it.
I'm not going to crowd the equation with nonsense.
You're better in that scenario. Because think about it. Now, if Embiid can actually sit out with the finger, because now Jimmy's going to go get you 25. And you know, what you call is going to fire. Yeah, you can, then Embiid don't have to rush back because Jimmy will go out there and fire. And you don't have to worry about him being scared because he's not scared of Godzilla.
I asked that question. I got the Gettysburg Address here.
Well, what are you doing? You asked me, but I don't think it was an option.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Coming down the home stretch, Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Today on The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit familyautos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Joel Embiid is talking about how he needs to fit into this team's offense. What? What kind of passive-aggressive BS is that? And this is what also comes out, that Josh Richardson is the leader of this team. There's nobody else that wants to emerge as the leader, whether that be Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons.
Middays with Anthony Gargano.
I don't understand why Joel Embiid, how he has not enough pride to be in shape. There was a point where Dante DiVincenzo jumped over him and grabbed the rebound. When will the pride shake this guy free?
The Mike Missinelli Show.
So we obviously can get angry about Joel Embiid taking 26 shots. There's no reason for him to take 26 shots. There's no reason for him to take 10 threes. There's no reason for Al Horford to take 12 threes. I read a lot about the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, their defense was really backed in last night. Come on. 22 shots out of your bigs is ridiculous, right? It shouldn't happen.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic, the voice of the Philly sports fan.
All right, let's get the final Twitter poll numbers. See how we'll take the temperature of Sixer fans for the final time today as we roll into a weekend that includes the Sixers tonight against the Grizz. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. You give your family the weekends back with a Husqvarna Automower from Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Just check out the Automower in person at their showroom in Doylestown or go online to paulbmoyer.com. Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Over 2,000 votes on today's poll. What is your current emotion regarding the Sixers? 9% say rage, 16% say anger, 64% say disappointment, and 11% feel sadness.
All right, 60, it's gone down. 64% now?
Yes.
Disappointment, so it's gone down. So some of the disappointments were replaced with anger?
Yes.
Anger went up a little bit. and sadness went down a little bit, too. So it went to rage and anger.
I'm sad. I'm sad.
I'm a little sad.
Yeah. I'm disappointed.
I'm sad.
Sad and disappointed. It's a blend. It's a fine blend.
I guess.
Of sadness and disappointment.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Donald, North Philly. Donald, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Donald.
Yo, Mike. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Donald?
All right, good, good. Listen, I got a couple of quick questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
One, when is Josh Richardson coming back? Like, do anybody know?
He's question. I thought he was going to play last night, but he's questionable again for tonight. I have a hunch he'll play tonight against Memphis.
So
we'll see. If not, then I guess we got Sunday.
Right. Because, well, you know, we all know Keith Poppain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the morning show yesterday. He was on the morning show, and he was one of the guys on the morning show was interviewing him. And one of the guys on the morning show asked Keith Poppain flat out, who is the leader of the Sixers team? Who is the leader? That's what they asked him. And, of course, Keith Poppain said that it was Josh Richardson. So I'm asking you, do you agree with Keith Poppain?
He's in the locker room. I think that's pretty feeble when you think about it. He's, A, not been here long enough, and, B, not a good enough player to be the leader of the team. It's a pretty sad commentary if he is.
Right, right. Because I think he's I'm starting to agree with Keith that he is the leader of the team just because of the fact that, well, for one, you know what I mean? Right now, they're just missing his scoring. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he can score about 15 to 20 points a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they miss.
He's a nice player. I don't know if they're, like, out on their feet because he's out.
I think when he comes back, I think the Sixers is going to be all right. When Josh,
all right, meaning back, what in the context? All right, I like people that vague comment. Mean New England East.
I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going.
Get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah,
Josh Richardson's come back with a blend of new players. This team would be good enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I think so.
All right, yep. I'm not feeling you, but. I guess it's possible. Eric and Trenton, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Eric?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Eric?
Sixers are pathetic. to cheer you up, Flintstones, beat the Flintstones. They're a family out of prehistoric history. Let's take a ride down the street.
All right, Eric, we don't need the theme song. All right,
I mean, Chuck said it best. They don't have no heart. And Bede should be going to a pool and running so he, you know, he isn't beating up his knees and stuff like that and taxing his body. But, I mean, they talk the game like they're great players, but they don't put the effort in. And, I mean, T.J. McConnell is only in the league because he puts that kind of effort in. And if Embiid and Simmons would put that kind of effort in on every night, you know, they would be a lot better team.
There's the rare player that has the talent and the effort. That's Giannis. Usually the guys that have to put the effort, like TJ, can't play. So, you know, that's the only thing they have is the effort. But it's the fine blend of greatness and effort that makes you a great player. But they can't all play like TJ. I mean, he was in
Survivor. Are you a great Brady? A great radio host? Because
that's for other people.
You try to
other people
the show better.
It's for other people to determine. I can tell you that I give effort.
Yeah. Well,
I play
my,
hurt.
My belief is
I was thinking of wrapping my hand today for the show.
Can I talk?
Can you have?
I mean, my motto is anything that I do, I try to do better the next time, and better and better and better. I mean, you try to make your radio show better
yes.
the next time you do it.
Yes, we do.
And they just—I mean, the two of them just don't seem to have that in them.
I think that right now, it's a fair statement. Thomas in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Thomas.
Hi, yeah, Connor, actually.
Hello. Connor, who is it? Connor?
Yeah, Connor.
Go ahead, Connor. Go ahead, buddy.
What you might call a basketball analytics nerd, a big numbers guy.
Connor, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you talk clearer or get off the speaker or whatever you're doing there?
You know what? This went under a bridge. I apologize.
Okay. All right, yeah, it's a little fuzzy.
All right, I'm sorry.
Basically, what I'm here to say, I'm very disappointed with how things have looked so far, but I wanted to tell some of the folks with Joel Embiid as bad as he's looked. And part of the reason I wanted to do that is, and I know it's not a secret that Simmons not being able to take threes is affecting him, but I don't think people realize the extent to which that's true. I really think that, I mean, mentally, knowing that he has to get the bulk of his points from the perimeter is affecting him. And all this being said, I mean, I think it's nuts that Ben worked his ass off over the summer trying to work on his three and has nothing to show for it, not even enough pride to attempt. And I hate this team because a lot of people that I've talked to have been supporting Ben and kind of getting on Embiid about how mentally he's looked off, how, you know, he's just played poorly lately.
Yeah, I think what threw people off last night is that he did have a couple muscle moves, and he scored off one of them. I think the deterrent to him is, like, it's going to hurt, and so the safer play is to stay up top. Now, I don't know if Brett Brown just allows that. I don't know whether he's trying to cover up for his guy who he knows has a bad hand and is uncomfortable getting it banged around. I don't know. There's no way he should be taking that many threes. If he's taking the lesser evils, because he's not going to be his best shooter with that imbalance in his guide hand. So why he would attempt it is just a safer shot for him. But if he thinks further on it, it's not doing the team any good because he's not zeroed in on that basket with that hand. It's a bad release.
Now let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you said is true. So you see his hand.
Mm-hmm.
The coach knows. He mentioned it after the game. Didn't try to, like, dwell on it, but mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
The teammates have to be aware of it as well. There's another star on the team who has skated for the most part. Not from you, from nationally. He skated.
So take up some of the shots.
So how about this? I see the guys playing hurt, trying to suck it up and trying to play. I think most reasonable people think he's trying to suck it up and play. Out of shape, whatever, trying to play. How about this? Okay, tonight, I'm going to do more offense. And then once I get going, I'm going to take more than six shots, so there's not room for him to take all those shots.
You are not wrong, except now it's the game. The coach confuses me by saying Ben was doing exactly what he wanted, which was to hunt down threes. Now, I said it's confusing messages. The coach is not translating the proper information to these guys, and they're not receptive to it. It's just a total disconnect.
You get what I'm saying? No, I'm saying
you're saying. But if Brett Brown is telling him, "Hey Ben, hunt for threes,"
yeah,
dribble drive kick out,
then his job,
and that's
to
what
do
he's
it.
Doing.
Right.
So I, you know, it's just it's mind blowing the situation they're in. They're in such a morass right now. All right. So sound off's coming our way in five, right here on 97.5 Fanatic,
the Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same-Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, sound off. It wraps up the week. Always fun. We always look forward to it. With final thoughts as we go into a weekend. It's going to be cold. Sound off. Write it down. 610-771-9705. You got something to say this weekend? Hit us up. Leave us a message. You may make Monday's show. Until then, here's today's show.
You missed the whole point with Mr. Transcendent Player, Ben Simmons. He's selfish. So he goes, now if he shoots the ball, and he won't, and any of us who could understand basketball saw it last year, he will only do it because he was told to do it. He's a spoiled baby, Mike, and he has talent. He will never shoot. And if you didn't see it last year, that was your problem. He's selfish, and he's not a team guy. I know, oh, we don't want to hear that, Ben Simmons. He's not.
I mean, I don't know who you think you're talking to, because I was the one who said, unless I saw it this year, I wasn't going to believe him shooting it. And I've also said earlier this year that he's sabotaging his team by not shooting it. So, you know, why am I at fault? Why are you picking on me, Holmes?
What a disgrace the Sixers were tonight. Embiid looked lost out there. And Casper the Friendly Ghost Simmons, Big Game Ben, only took 6 shots the whole game. That's just not going to get it done for us. So disappointed. What a disgrace.
You know, listen, if Brett Brown did tell him, here's what I want you to do, and see, our coach is looking at how Milwaukee's defending. They're defending the basket much more than they were in the first game. They're way back. They're daring you to shoot the ball, right? So this is the thing I don't understand about Brett. Just because the three-pointer is there, that doesn't mean you can do it because your team stinks at it. So if he actually told Ben, dribble, drive, hump for threes because they're packed, I don't get that. I would say, do some of that. But also, power to the basket where three guys may collapse and send you to the line, and then maybe you can power to the basket and actually score off that. That's what I don't get. That's what I'm talking about, a disconnect.
Really, Sixers? Again, another embarrassing loss, being soft. Fans of Philadelphia, stop watching. Stop watching the advertising. Don't give them any more money. Let the ownership sweat. Let them all sweat until they change their mind. That doesn't matter. They're still getting paid. Players get paid. They don't care. They're all soft. They're on boats. They're on this and that. Ah, that's what I'm talking about. Frustrated.
Until they change their mind about what? What do the owners have to change their mind about? They're responsible for hiring the right people to orchestrate a team that can actually win. So that's what their job is.
Time to go, MB. You're welcome. I'm tired of seeing you moping, tired of seeing you feeling sorry for yourself out there. I'm tired of seeing you stomp your feet, wanting the ball, taking threes, not wanting to go down, not helping on defense. Oh, forget about if the ball's on the wrong side and you're on the weak side. No weak side help from Joel Embiid.
I can't argue with that effort part of it. I know that he's favoring the guy. We can see with my own eyes, he's favoring that left hand. But maybe you guys are right that he needs to beast up and just ignore that he's got a wrap on his hand.
No leadership on that team. From the coach to Simmons to Embiid, no leadership. Let me tell you something. If LeBron James is on that team, forget about what he can do offensively and what he does on that team, but what he brings in terms of leadership. It doesn't have to be LeBron, but it has to be somebody that can bring leadership to this team. Otherwise, they're doomed.
Yeah, you're not wrong. They need a lot of things right now.
I think we've been throwing around the term generational talent a little too lightly around here. And I don't want to hear that term used in the same sentence as Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons until their production matches that description. There's only one player that matches the description of generational talent for the last night, and that was the Greek Freak.
Yeah, there's no question. But when we look at Ben Simmons, and to a large extent early Embiid, we looked at a guy who has skills that nobody else in the league can do, except for maybe Giannis. So the upside of Ben is the generational talent, not the practical thing that we've seen so far.
Yeah, they're generational talents. They're right. Not generational players.
They're not generational Giannis is finished products.
Right. Giannis is a generational player.
Correct.
I was clinging on to the Flyers, and apparently the Sixers' stank has begun to wear off. 5-0 under the Devils of all teams who stink this year. What is going on? And how many days till pitchers and catchers? I need something here, guys.
You need pitchers and catchers? What's that going to do for you with this team? No, I watched the Flyers last night, and they came out as lazy as you can be. In the first 15 seconds, Phil Myers gets beat to the puck. That's a crowd front, boom. And then Profi lets a guy go end to end off the sidewall. No good.
Not the half wall.
Oh, it was the half wall.
Half wall.
Yeah, it was the half wall. Half wall.
I love how Philly fans want to get rid of Horford already. What are they thinking? You guys just got him. He's a great player, I think. But Philly fans are too impatient. They got to have it now. It's got to be now. Looks like the process is not working out for you guys.
What are you talking about? Well, of course we want it now. The whole thing was built so we could have it now. What were you thinking about the early part of the season that they could actually win the East? Of course you want it now. We're supposed to wait. Stop it. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same-Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
All righty. Yeah, Josh Richardson was warming up. He will play tonight for the Sixers. Does that change the outcome? You don't think they can lose now, Josh Richardson playing, right? Sixers?
That helps.
Money line? You like it?
Yeah, I think they win now.
Money line.
Stay away from the spread.
You like the money line?
Like the money line. Stay away from the spread.
All right, bam. That's it. All right, so stay tuned. Devon Gibbons and then Sixers Grizzlies basketball 97.5 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned for Quick Slants and lead you in the Sixers pregame show and the game. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.